A playground under renovation in Donkin has received a major funding boost from the feds. Sydney Glace Bay MP Mike Helloway has announced a $50,000 investment from the federal government to the Donkin Morion Community Association for upgrades to the playground located at the Donkin School. They say the investment will support the replacement of the outdated playground infrastructure with modern accessible equipment, enhance a vital community gathering place, and ensure residents and visitors of all ages and abilities can enjoy it for years to come. Kellaway shared what it means to invest in the playground.
It means so much. This announcement is the first of its kind under this new fund in Atlantic Canada. It's no coincidence that it is here in Donkin and Morion. The Donkin Morion Community Association is an amazing group of moms and dads and young people who made this a priority for its community. And this is going to be something that's going to be shared by the community, but it's also going to be for other communities. And I believe that big things are happening in rural communities like Donkin Morion and the rest of Cape Breton. I think right across the country, and we now can showcase to Atlantic Canada the first announcement here in rural Cape Breton, Donkin Morion, leading the way for future programs and future projects in other communities, and it all has to do with people. It's the people of Donkin, Port Morion, Port Caledonia, Birch Grove, you name it, in this area that have come together to say, we're leading the way, and we would like the federal government to support this project, and I was glad to be a part of that and glad to recognize it, but the work is all about the community.
Funding is coming through the federal Build Community Strong Fund, which was launched in April. Other investments in the project include $191,000 from the Nova Scotia Department of Communities, Culture, Tourism, and Heritage, and $25,000 from the Cape Breton Regional Municipality. Catherine Snow is the president of the Donkin Morion Community Association and discussed the progression of the project.
It means a whole lot to get this funding. We've been working really hard for the last 4 years to get this project where it is today. The work that is going on right now costs about $260,000, $270,000, something in that ballpark. So anyway, over the past 4 years, we've had support from the province, $191,000, the CBRM, $25,000, the school board kicked in some money. We fundraised a lot. And so to have this extra bolster of money is incredible. And it'll really help us move into, not only to complete phase one, but to move into to phase two, which is we really want to get an accessible piece of playground equipment. So we're on the hunt now. And the work isn't over yet, and the fundraising isn't over yet, but we're so much closer than we were.
She also spoke about the next phase of work.
There's a lot of landscaping left to be done. There'll be some more equipment installation.
Cape Breton Regional Municipality District 8 Councillor Stephen McNeil attended the announcement as well and spoke about the fundraising efforts done by the community.
The Donkin Community Association killed it to get this done. Think of how many polar bear dips there was, and there might have been some little suffering from that, but they've really come through and successfully got this project on the go. So municipality is going to keep supporting them, and I can't wait to see what they accomplish in the future. I think it's going to mean a lot for the younger folks, especially ones that may have some challenges, maybe mobility or disabilities, and this will be a playground for everyone, inclusive, and that's just what this community needs.
He says the municipality is looking forward to working with the Donkin Morion Community Association on future projects. Snow spoke about what the community will have once work on the playground is complete.
They'll have a beautiful, brand new, inclusive playground where everybody can play. Kids and kids at heart.
For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.